find working deep into the night extremely invigorating and exhilarating. How about you, Miss Krause?
Oh, shut up and light somewhere.
How much longer do you think writing this proposal is going to take?
Well, I guess...
Who cares? I could work all night.
Pipe down, Zippy. About 4 more hours, Governor.
Oh, great. Another 4 hours and there's no coffee.
What is all the racket?
Oh, Mrs. Cassidy, I'm so glad you're still up. How about a nice, fresh pot of coffee?
No, thanks. Well, I'm already nursing a scotch in my room.
You got an extra glass?
Mrs. Cassidy, I think the governor meant he wanted you to fix the coffee.
Oh, of course. How silly of me. Well, the answer is still no. Kitchen is closed for the evening.
Mrs. Cassidy, make an exception. Fix the coffee for the governor.
As my husband, the late Mr. Cassidy, always said, never make an exception, or it soon becomes the rule. And then he'd burp and scratch his stomach. Oh, what a hunk. Yeah, well, good night, everyone.
We actually allow that woman to prepare our food.
Well, I guess I better make the coffee myself.
Up, sir, allow me. In addition to my many other talents, I also make the perfect cup of coffee.
And I'll bet it's obnoxious to the last drop.
Oh, Mrs. Cassidy is some character.
Oh, she certainly is. It's amazing, isn't it, how much difference one person can make in your life. Did I ever tell you the story?
I think I'll help Clayton with the coffee.
No, sit down. Relax, Benson. It's been a long day. You deserve a break.
I see I'm not going to get it.
Oh, let's see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. The character who most changed my life. Her name was Olivia Barnett. She was the prettiest girl in town. Everybody was crazy about her. Me, too. Oh, I don't mean everybody's crazy about me. I mean...
We know. Why don't you just go on with the story?
She was nuts about the drummer, Zooty James. And I thought maybe if I was more like him, then she'd notice me.
Retweet.
You can always make me laugh.
Well, I don't really want to make you laugh. You don't laugh at Zooty James.
Is that who you're supposed to be?
Hold on, Hannah. I'm hot tonight.
Why don't you just be Gene Gatling? He's a good-looking fella, you know.
Oh, that why you never go out with him when he asks you to?
He never asked.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Well, you're wrong, because I remember one time I asked you. It was summer, and we were sitting on that glider on your Aunt Nora's front porch, and I asked you if you'd like to go with me while I help slop Dad's dogs. Remember? And you said no.
Aunt Nora's front porch. Gene, I was 7 years old.
Well, but you still said no.
Why didn't you ask me again?
It takes time for a heart to heal.
Well, if it's healed now, maybe you should ask me again.
What would you say?
Ask.
Olivia Barnett, will you cut a rug with me Saturday night?
Is that Zooty James asking?
No, it's Gene Gatling. What do you say?
I say yes.
You did it. You said yes.
I'll always say yes to Gene Gatling.
Did anybody ever tell you that your eyes shine just like a paint job on a brand new Packard?
Oh, Gene.
Olivia. Olivia was certainly a wonderful woman, and by going out with me that Saturday night, she certainly changed my life.
By teaching you to accept what you are and just be yourself?
No, no, by marrying me and becoming Katie's mother.
That Saturday? I'll bet even Zootie James didn't work that fast.
That's a beautiful story, Governor. I had a very influential person in my life, too.
Clayton, how's the coffee coming?
It was autumn. And I was in the park, feeling kind of blue. There was an old man on the park bench watching me. I thought he was looking at my legs.
Why? Did he look sick?
Just listen. As it turned out, he was looking at my shoes.
Pardon me, but I couldn't help but notice your footwear.
What are you, some kind of foot freak?
No, just curious. If I'm correct, your shoes are Bavarian.
How could you tell they are Bavarian?
Oh, well, I was once known as the Shoe Prince. Shoes were my life. Oh, but that's enough of me. I couldn't help but notice that you seemed downhearted.
Oh, yeah. I came to America to find my fortune. I can't even find an apartment.
Oh, what a shame.
I'm down to my last $200. I'm living at the Y, and everyone is making fun of my accent. You bet I'm blue.
Perhaps you need a friend.
Oh, just try and find one in this dizzy city.
Come, sit down.
Well, okay, but don't try any funny stuff. Dankeschön.
My name is Anthony.
How do you do? My name is Gretchen.
Gretchen? I sense that you're about to give up your quest and return to your homeland.
It's too late for that.
Why? You burn a few bridges before you left?
I burned whole villages. I don't know. If things don't start looking up... Ach, well, maybe the American dream is not for everybody.
Fiddlesticks! Of course it's for everybody.
Yeah, everybody named Rockefeller.
Nonsense! All it takes is hard work, determination, courage, the ability to never accept no for an answer.
Oh, Braunschweiger, I could never be a billionaire.
Well, you certainly can never succeed with that attitude.
Meaning what?
Gretchen, there's an old saying, nothing succeeds like success. Now, find something you're good at. Do it, succeed, all the rest will follow.
Well, you know, everybody always did say I was a very good housekeeper.
Well, that's where you should start then.
Yeah. I could get a job cleaning somebody's apartment. Uh-huh. And then before long, I would be cleaning houses. And then I would be cleaning mansions. And finally, I would own a mansion. God bless America.
That's the ticket.
Thank you, Anthony.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Gretchen.
Is there anything I could do for you?
Me? Oh, no, no, this... Well, I could use 20 cents for a coffee.
Oh, well... Hey, wait a second. Coffee is only a dime.
Oh. In that case, will you join me?
I guess I could say that Anthony changed my life because he was the one who convinced me to stay in this country.
It's a touching piece of melodrama. But I should point out that you have not as yet realized your dream.
Oh, buzz off, bean brain.
I think Cross did very well.
Why, thank you, Benson.
She got a man to take her out and it only cost her 20 cents. This is either the weakest coffee I've ever seen, or we've just been a half hour waiting for hot water.
Well, if you had bothered to ask me, I would have told you it is hot water. I'm purifying the urn.
Leave it to a man to botch up a simple cup of coffee.
All right, just because I do things a little differently is no justification for picking on me.
Well, we're not picking on you because you're different. We're picking on you because we don't like you.
You sound just like my childhood nemesis. And there was a despicable little character. From the first day I entered Wellington's Academy for Young Gentlemen until the day I left, one Chauncey Wadsworth made my life a living hell.
I like this kid already.
He was a monster. Any decent mother would have abandoned him in the woods.
Hey, you guys. It's Anteater Endicott.
My name is not Anteater Endicott. As you very well know, my name is Clayton Runnymede Endicott III.
Runny Nose? Did you guys hear that? His name is Clayton Runny Nose. What's this, Runny Nose?
That's my special Latin homework for extra credit.
Really?
Yes, it's an abridged translation of the Iliad.
How interesting.
Yes, it is. Let me have that, Chauncey.
Come and get it, Runny Nose.
Chauncey!
Anteater!
Chauncey!
Runny Nose! And...
Chauncey!
Oh, calm down.
Yeah. No! No! No, my... No! Oh!
Too bad. Now nobody's gonna get their extra credit, Anteater.
My name is Anteater.
Catch you later, Runny Nose.
Gone. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. Everybody's always hated me. That's the curse of being special. I remember the first time I realized I was special. I was 4 years old and 5.5 feet tall. It was at the Sandhurst Preschool Christmas Pageant. I was playing the angel Gabriel. Hark! I am the angel Gabriel, and I bring glad tidings. I was wonderful. But the night of the play, everyone threw spitballs at my wings. Maybe I'm kidding myself. Maybe I'm not special. I know. I'll make a list of all my good points and my bad points. Okay. Intelligence. I always get A's in Latin. I always get A's in everything. English, history, social study, maths, and junior law. Style. My uniform is custom-tailored English wool. My shirt is a pinpoint Oxford. My shoes are hand-tooled leather. Good, good, good. Manners. I know what all the forks are for in a table setting. That's one mark for each fork. That's appetizer, salad, fish course, entree, cheese, and dessert. Good, good, good. Intelligence, style, manners. Not one bad mark. Good, good, good. Again, I bring glad tidings. Do you know what that means, Clayton Runnymede Endicott III? That means you are not only special,
You are remarkably special. Trust in yourself. Where others walk, you soar. You are a good boy.
Welcome to the home of tomorrow.
Are you trying to tell us that the person who most changed your life is you?
Well, say what you will, Benson, but that experience made me the man I am today.
Well, that's nothing to brag about, Clayton.
Well, we've still got lots to do, so let's get back to work.
Wait a minute. Aren't you going to listen to my story?
Some other time, Benson.
Wait, hold it. I've listened to your stories.
So?
Well, I think it's only fair you listen to mine.
All right, everybody, sit back down. We gotta listen to Benson tell a story.
Well, you don't have to act so happy about it.
Just tells a story, Bozo.
Okay, okay. Well, looking back over my life, I think it was my Aunt Jo who made the greatest impression on me. She had a way of making me see things as they were. I especially remember a day early in 1962.
What do you think? Can you fix it?
I really did. It was just the pilot light. I told you, Aunt Jo, all you have to do is relight the pilot.
Well, I heard that they were dangerous. I heard a person could blow sky high.
So you called me over. You figured I'd enjoy being blown sky high.
One of these days, that smart mouth of yours is going to get you in trouble.
It already has. It said yes when you called.
I was going to offer you a glass of lemonade, but you seemed sour enough already.
Fine. Next time you want the water heater fixed, call the bomb squad.
What's bothering you, Benson?
What makes you think something's bothering me?
Don't ask me a question when I asked you a question.
Okay, something is bothering me. And there's really no point in talking about it.
Well, we'll just sit here until you decide you want to tell me.
Now I gotta go to work.
Well, go right ahead. And when you get off from work and you want to come back and talk to me, I'll be right here.
I got other things to do.
Well, whatever. I'll be right here.
I got passed over for promotion down at the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They made Mike Henderson dock foreman.
Well, I thought you liked him.
I do, but not that much. I trained him. I got more seniority than he has.
Well, do you know why they picked him instead of you?
Why? Are you seriously asking me why? Look at my face.
You didn't get it because you're ugly.
Forget it. I told you there's no point in discussing it.
You think I don't understand what you mean? Look at this face. Do you know what those wrinkles and lines mean?
Means you're old.
All right. I called you ugly. We're even. But it means that I've seen this kind of thing a lot longer than you have.
Oh, I know you have, Aunt Jo. I suppose I shouldn't be taking it out on you, but it's just so damn frustrating.
Yes, it is.
I think I've got something to contribute, and they don't see that I have ideas at all. All they see is black.
Well, now, you can't give up.
I'm not giving up.
Well, things are changing.
Too damn slow for me.
Yes, but they're changing.
So what am I supposed to do, forget what went before?
No. You never forget what went before. But you've got to find a way to make what you have work for you.
Yeah, I suppose. You know, sometimes I look into white faces and I don't know what I see. I don't know what they're thinking. And the sad part is, probably always be that way. I never will.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been there. You're gonna make it. You got the stuff, boy.
Well, I hope you're right.
I know I'm right. You know, Benson, with your sense of humor, you can reduce people and problems to their proper proportion.
I don't know, Angel. Some things you just can't laugh at.
Well, whoever said a man could solve a problem if he's wallowing in bitterness?
I ain't wallowing in bitterness.
Do you know what I'm saying, Benson?
Yeah, Angel, I know what you're saying. Thanks.
You're welcome, Shiver. Oh, what are you doing Saturday night?
Why?
Myrtle Burnett's daughter, Lisbeth.
No.
You haven't let me finish.
What does she look like?
Well, I think she's lovely. At least Myrtle used to be.
You taking a picture of this child, wasn't it?
Elizabeth.
Yeah, and take it down to the post office, send it to me. If it goes through the mail, then I'll consider it.
You're so bad.
It's for health reasons. I'm allergic to ugly.
Oh, that mouth.